Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, how much are you taking advantage of widgets? I say not enough.
Plus, Microsoft Office is now free for the iPad. United Airlines wants you to hate them less.
Less.
It's important that I put the less in there.
Right.
And why Apple Pay might make you want to enter a password.
All that and how to cheat on a math test. On iPad Today, just looking out for you.
iPad Today is brought to you by Braintree. If you're a developer or manager of a mobile app and searching for the right payments API, check out Braintree. Braintree's new V.0 SDK makes it easy to support multiple mobile payment types with one simple integration. To learn more and try out their sandbox, go to BraintreePayments.com/twit. iPad Today is on the air.
Live and direct.
You're going to be hip-hopping today.
Am
you
I?
You listened all the way into hip-hop music.
Yeah, well, I was telling Leo before the show started that one of my favorite radio stations is on Sirius XM.
Oh.
And it's called Backspin. I don't remember what the number is, but it's all old-school rap from my youth.
From your youth?
So, like, I heard Nice and Smooth when I was at the gas station this morning. Then I heard some Public Enemy. Then I heard some De La Soul. And just, you know, one after another, I'm like, everything's going to be okay.
And me? What have I been doing all weekend? Deleting all the rap music from my iTunes library that my son bought.
I feel like this is an ongoing problem of yours.
It's an ongoing problem. It's time for him to have his own account. This is a question for all of you. You can write in or call in or send us a video. When do you take the kids off the iTunes account? When does that happen?
Well, the whole...
I guess with family sharing now,
yeah,
we don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah, that's what that was created for, yeah. I would think.
So the reason they're on my iTunes account is I wanted to give them an allowance. You know, I caught them, Henry and Abby, when they were probably 12, downloading music using LimeWire, stealing it. And I said, oh, no, we can't be doing that, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you each an allowance on iTunes. I think when Henry was younger, he got $10 a month and Abby got $20. Equivalent of two CDs, and they could buy music. But in order to do that, I had to make it my account.
Right.
Now, with family sharing, I guess I could have had separate accounts and had separate, but it would just have been a lot.
Well, it's also, as the dad, it's easier for you to have a little bit more control.
Well, and they've always had, iTunes has always had an allowance capability, which is really neat. So that would have had to be in my account. Otherwise, you know, they could buy more music at random, and it will. So that worked really well. But I think maybe the time has come.
That you don't have to be deleting rap music all weekend. It seems like maybe we could get beyond this, right?
Well, okay, or can we just make the genre, agree on the genre? Because is it rap? Is it hip-hop? If we're all characterized by a single genre, I could just say, give me all the hip-hop songs, select all, delete. That would have been easy, but well, it's all in different genres now.
The genres, there's a lot of genre crossover as well, Leo. You know, sometimes rap is not just rap. It's also...
I don't mind that.
It's also...
I like a little Kid Rock and my Sheryl Crow. That's fine.
That's not what I'm talking about. But okay, sure. Yes. Genres crossing.
That's a crossing genre.
Sure, yeah. I mean, that guy was like... I don't even know what you'd call him. He just yells a lot.
But
and then he has a country side.
And in the Sheryl Crow song, he sounds great.
Yeah, he's all right. He's not the worst singer in the world.
No.
Just has a bit of a marketing problem for my taste.
But we digress.
Yeah, we were totally digressing. You know, a couple weeks ago, and this somebody reminded me of this, we were talking about Fantastical, which I believe was my app cap. And I said, the reason that it's so great is it's not just because I really like the app. It is the calendar app that I use on my iPad and my iPhone. But it has really cool widget notification capability. So when I say that, it's, you know, if you pull down the notification center, let's get some stuff to populate here. And I've got, we'll get to some of the other parts of the notification center, but notifications as a rule, you know, something that pops up as a dialog box on my iPad, I've never liked that. So I was never making much use of notifications because I just never had them on. But if I'm pulling down my notification center when I'm in the mood and I want to take a quick glance at what I've got going on my calendar. Today's the 10th. I got iPad today. There's somebody's birthday, blah, blah, blah. Wait, what's happening tomorrow? Ooh, Veterans Day. All right. Yeah. A friend of mine from high school's having some party that I won't be going to. But anyway, I can even look into the future. Oh, December 3rd. Oh, the guy's birthday is on the first one. I didn't know that. And so on. This is actually a really, really nice way to just quickly get a snapshot of my actual calendar. Now, of course, if I want to go into the app itself while I'm in the notification center, well, this should work, right? Maybe I have to tap it. I should, Fantastical, be able to...
Hey, Fantastical, wake up!
Yeah, this is all. Am I doing something wrong here? I actually just put lotion on my hands.
Well, there's your problem.
Some Jergens vanilla lotion that was in our break bathroom.
And tasty.
I took it for myself.
Tasty.
Well, that's a little odd.
Let me try it on mine.
Oh, there
actually.
It goes. Oh, there it just took go. A second. Right. Yeah, I think my hands are greasy. But then, yeah, you see, a better representation of what's going on. So you can jump back and forth from within the notification center. It's kind of like a quick look. So that's one of, and that's, in iOS 8, Apple has made that possible, and a lot of apps are now rolling out newer versions that also make it possible to add a variety of widgets in your notification center, and you can reorder them however you like. If there's something that you don't need, like, I don't know, I always look at commute stuff. It would take me 63 minutes to drive home, says. Well, that's actually just Apple Maps telling me that. But yeah, like this stuff I kind of like at the top, but you could have your calendar at the top or something else as well.
I'm a little disappointed because I wanted to show you this, but it doesn't unfortunately work on the iPad. And now that you mentioned driving home, I think you would like this. If you have an iPhone, they really should allow this for the iPad. ETA, your GPS driving assistant. So what's awesome about ETA is it puts in the notifications places you commonly go. So you pull down your notification, you tap what you want, homework, airport, gym, and it will say how long it's going to take you to get there based on the route you're going to use. It will give you a map and will actually let you jump right into Apple Maps or the ETA app or other apps to let you go there to navigate. So wouldn't it be nice to have this in your notifications? I mean, what a great idea. Unfortunately, for reasons I don't completely understand, I use it on the iPhone, but it does not work on the iPad.
Now, that's
a shame.
Are they two separate apps?
I think they just decided, I think, this whole widget thing is a little weird because not every widget capability can be expressed. For instance, you heard about, of course, the whole thing with pCalc. This is a great app written by a former Apple employee, the guy who wrote the Finder. Huh? It's I think we've mentioned it before as the calculator app. But he added this widget capability, which is wild to have this in your your pull down. And, especially since you probably aren't going to be doing cosines, tangents, logs.
Speak for yourself. That's how I talk to people.
If he had a simple tip calculator, maybe. But I think this is really great. Now, at first, Apple said, no, you can't do that. And they actually made him pull that capability out. They rethought the thing. I mean, here's a former Apple employee. They rethought it, and they have allowed him to put it back.
What was the initial reason that Apple didn't want you to be able to...
Well, the reason I bring it up is it has to do with this ETA thing as well.
Oh.
Apple has always said, we don't want all functionality in the... we don't want you to be able to run application-level tasks.
Yeah, it's a glance.
Within notifications. And so I have a feeling there may be restrictions. There may be a reason why this doesn't work on the iPad, but does on the iPhone. But if you've got an, I'm sorry. I'm a little disappointed. I was hoping it would work on the iPad. I use it on the iPhone, as I said. But it does give you one tap access to how long the commute's going to take. You can save as many of these locations as you want, and then jump right into Apple Maps or Google Maps or even Waze. From it, you set that up in the settings and then navigate your way. I think you would like this.
You're positive that you didn't add it to your notifications and it's just not showing up? Because this is...
I can't even download it for the iPad, which I've rarely seen.
Oh, okay,
so you go into the App Store and, sometimes it doesn't show up. No problem. It doesn't show up in the iPad choices. So you go to iPhone only.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, you can still download these
Well, it's not downloaded.
And install them. But
Dear
watch.
Heart.
cannot download. This app is not compatible with your device.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Now, I am using 8.1 and all of that. So
yeah, that's...
I'm not sure what... I don't think I've ever seen that before.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah.
That's so strange.
Yeah, and that was one of the things. Remember when the iPad first came out? They said, don't worry, it'll run all the iPhone apps, and then people will write iPad apps. Well, not anymore.
You know, I mentioned, hey, maybe you want to just make sure that you have that in your notification center as something that
what,
you want.
Yeah, would you
seen.
Show us how to add
I
stuff?
I would love to.
Yeah.
I would absolutely love to. Let's get that.
Because you may pull down at home. You may pull down and not see all of these things. That's because.
That's right.
You
this is
added
all
it.
Customizable. So it's Monday, November 10th. I've got my stuff. I've got my calendar. I've got, you know, we're looking at, you know, what I've last updated in Dropbox. Then down at the bottom, it'll say edit.
And edit.
You go, okay. So here's the summary. Here is what I have created for myself in my widget universe. I've got today's summary, which is, again, like what, you know, the weather is, blah, blah, blah.
The red stuff is stuff that's already there.
Correct. Traffic conditions, fantastic call, reminders. If I was to say, you know, reminders, I always kind of want to see first. You just go ahead and reorder those. The only two that hang out at the top and are not reorderable is Apple Data itself, although you can get it out of there. If you're like, I just don't need the summary, that's never helpful for me, you can go ahead and remove it, which... I'll be sorry that I did in 2 seconds. But if you don't want to include a variety of apps, this is sort of like, it's like the next generation of annoying features of Notification Center, which is already pretty annoying in your settings. But this is an easy way to say, all right, you know what? I have actually gotten a lot out of, Open Table lately. I'm going to go ahead and add that to the center because I'm always creating, little dinner reservations. And I don't want to forget when I've got something that I want to make sure that I see. Okay, so I say done. Well, now I've got my Open Table. I don't have any reservations right now. I had one over the weekend that I had to cancel, but no upcoming reservations. If I did have them, they would populate right there, which is really nice. Again, yeah, it's that snapshot of what are some, which is like a bunch of data that I'm going to be pulling up in a variety of my apps all the time anyway. You can just organize them here. And again, if you want to go deeper into the app itself. When you're in the notification center, you go ahead and swipe your upcoming reservations. I'm having a hard time with that. And then you can see what's going on.
That's really a good tip because if you aren't sure which of your apps have notification center widgets, you could simply pull down the notification center, hit edit, and you'll see the apps that you've already installed that do have notification widgets. So this might give you some ideas for things you'd like to have installed. For instance, oh, that's kind of cool. SkyGuide has a notification widget. So I'm going to add that. And when I press done, now I'll have additional stuff.
There you go.
Including, look at that, sunrise, sunset,
Saturn,
moonrise, sunset.
Saturn, Jupiter, Mars,
it's kinda
Venus,
cool.
Moon.
Here's another one that I, New York, it's great to have news. And almost all the news apps, Yahoo News, Digest, New York Times, BBC, CNN, almost all of them will, you know, put this in your notifications, and that's nice. And you can even in many of them choose which one you want. I have, like you, Fantastical, but let me show you Swarm, which I like. Now, this is, remember, Foursquare, they split off Swarm. And people, a lot of people said, well, Foursquare doesn't have the check-in anymore. They don't have mayors anymore, so who cares? Well, this is kind of nice because the people that I follow, this will tell me where my buddies are.
Yeah.
So forget Find My Friends. I can go right to notifications, and I can see Sarah's here. Anthony's
here.
I'm in Petaluma. And Patrick, our programmer, he's in a pub.
Not only that, but one of before Foursquare became Foursquare the app and Swarm the app, which was not that long ago, one of the gripes that a lot of people had with Foursquare was, it's not that I don't want to check in. It's like I have to click too many things in order to do the check-in. Now your widget lets you check in.
Right.
You can
I just checked in to the Brick House.
There
Studios.
You go. Yeah. And that's just easier than if you had the app open anyway, sure, fine. That's easy enough. It's fast.
Now, chat room saying that they were able to download ETA on their iPad. This is not a GPS enabled iPad. This is not a 3G iPad. It's the Wi-Fi. So maybe you could try ETA. I think ETA should still be on here, but I guess without GPS. See, if it were on here, it still knows where I am because it uses other ways to locate, like Wi-Fi. It could still tell me my commute time. Apple Apps is on, Apple Maps is on here. All the other stuff is on here, so I don't know. Anyway, if you are interested in that ETA app, search for it in your app store. Go to the iPhone apps and install it, and you'll be able to do that. And I think that's really handy. What else you got?
Well, there is an app that I actually just discovered in the App Store that was part of a bundle of apps that are widget-friendly. Mm-hmm. I'd never heard of it before. It's called Chronicle Bill Reminders, and it does exactly what you think it does. It's reminding you when you gotta pay the man. So I don't have any upcoming bills due soon, but because I went ahead and downloaded the app, and I guess now you know that I pay too much in rent. But, you know, by December 1st, I'm going to have to pay this, you know.
That's too much.
Yeah.
Oh, that is too much.
Welcome to San Francisco.
You could buy a house for that.
Well, I can't because I'm house poor from paying all the rent. But, but okay, that's neither here nor there. I got a lot of problems.
You need a better job. That's all I can say.
You know what? That is interesting. But it will tell me that it's due in 21 days, right?
Your boss should give you a raise.
It seems like I set that up, and I really didn't. I'm not sleeping well. But anyway, this is bills due soon.
Well, that's good.
Now, the thing is a lot of us, you know, we're online bankers. We've got stuff set up, reoccurring. It's not as if Chronicle is inventing a bill reminder process that doesn't exist. But I do kind of like it if you're going to go ahead and say, because you're not actually connecting it to anything bank-related. And I know some people are like, when it comes to financials, I don't know, this app is just sort of, can I trust it with my information? There's not a login situation happening. You're basically just making notes for yourself and reminding yourself when you need to pay things so that you don't get evicted.
Now, you know, we do have a sponsor. And I'm going to mention this, Personal Capital. And we've mentioned before they have apps for everything. They also have a widget. I'm not going to show mine because I don't want to do what you just did and reveal my financial details. Mm. But you can, they have a little notification called Holdings, and it will show you how your stocks are doing, how your bonds are doing, and you can pull that right down right away. So if you're using Personal Capital, I know a lot of us are, absolutely make sure you add that to your notifications. That's very handy.
You know, last but not least, and we have talked about this in the past, but I love the app Dark Sky. I use it on my iPhone.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's my home screen weather app by a wide margin. Dark Sky will also take advantage of widgets.
I feel like we should have, it should be something more graphical than that. That's just text. It says 70 degrees or whatever.
Okay.
I mean, Dark Sky is so beautiful and graphical.
I feel like
they should put a graph in there or something.
Well, I guess, I don't know, I guess you're right.
Some of these, in a way, really, that's one of the things I like about widgets. Now, remember, I'm coming from an Android phone, and so we use widgets all over all of our screens. And in that case, you know, I want to see all the graphical information. Mm-hmm. When you're pulling it down and it's a long list, maybe you don't want to make it too full of stuff. You just want to have the basics in there. And I expect that Apple does encourage you to
only
put the basics in.
Again, yeah.
Because it's such a long list.
Exactly. I mean, in a way, when you look at my Dropbox, I mean, how much of that activity is really all that interesting to me?
Right.
That I added a photo a couple minutes ago, which was an auto ad anyway. But yeah, I mean, I just love Dark Sky, the app. What it'll do is
such a good app.
Yeah, you don't have to tell it where you are because it knows where you are. I'm in Petaluma right now. It's, you know, it's like it got the street address like one address off. 70 degrees. It's not going to rain in the next hour. We can look through the next week. We can look through the next 24 hours. We've got, you know, precipitation, all sorts of interesting stuff. And we have shown some of this off in the past.
I wish it would like put one of those maps right there in the notification.
Yeah, you know,
you
it looks like
the rain coming.
Thank goodness. I could use a little rain.
Oh, look.
Hot cocoa.
We're going to get some rain, it looks like.
Looks like.
Right.
I hope so.
Is that how? What is the time frame? Is that 7 days?
No.
There it is, right there. Boom, that was it. It's over.
Yeah, I guess it is. Well, it's sort of like it's going from last Thursday through the week.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty
neat.
So
later in the week, we'll get a little rain from Hawaii. The Pineapple Express.
Oh, the old Express. Have you heard of a pineapple guava, by the way?
I have two pineapple guava trees in my home.
You're kidding.
I love them.
I didn't know that they were a thing.
Best thing in the world.
How did I get through very many years on this life without knowing about pineapple guavas?
When you're as old as I am, you'll know about them.
I guess.
What, you just had one?
No, somebody posted a picture of it on Twitter, and I was like, what is this madness?
It's great.
Kept saying, no, they're tomatillos. And I'm like, well,
no.
They look like called a tomatillo.
So they're trees, but you can also make them bushy. So when I was growing up, we had them in little bushes. And you pick them off the tree, you slit them down the middle like a fig, and you And it tastes a little bit like a pineapple and a little bit like a guava, but it's full of vitamin C.
Good. I've always liked a pineapple, but it cuts into the roof of my mouth.
Not like a pineapple, more like a guava.
Yeah.
It's so a pineapple-y guava, not a guava-y pineapple.
Ah, good. Yeah. A good distinction.
Come over to the house.
All right.
I'll give you a pineapple guava.
Sure.
They're not big.
It's been almost a year since I was at your house, actually.
Yeah,
a year. Yeah, once a year is, I think, enough for
That's
both
plenty.
Of us. You don't want to.
There you go.
There they are.
Delicious.
I just eat it. What's they're crazy.
They're small. That's only a few inches big. They're not like an avocado
They
size.
Actually look nothing like pineapples, but.
No, they have a flavor, pineapple-y flavor.
Yeah, okay.
They're fabulous.
All right. Well, there
Dvorak
you have it.
Dvorak was over at the house last night, and Alex Lindsay, too. We have many of the hosts come over all the time.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's making you jealous.
What
that's
fun.
All.
It's all right.
Made a lasagna.
It's all right.
Homemade lasagna. Rolled out the dough, the lasagna thing all by myself. Spinach noodles.
Well, you're kind of a show off when it comes to making your own pasta. Who's got the time? I just order Postmates food, and now that they have their Postmates liquor store, I'm perfectly covered.
You gotta find out. We gotta get you set up with a Blue Kitchen subscription. Blue Apron, because it just comes to your house.
Got one.
Did you?
Yep. First one. Now I got a lot of food.
Did you cook any of it?
Yeah.
Or you just put it in the fridge, said someday I'm going to cook dinner.
Well, you don't want to wait too many days when you got chicken.
Nope.
But no, it was like one of the nicest.
The pork and congee is great.
I haven't ordered that yet. But I did do a lasagna that I was thinking of making tonight.
We have a moussaka.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Is it good?
I haven't made it yet.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
We have some too.
Okay.
There you go. There's a bunch of widgets and a lot of extraneous chatter.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, call me crazy, but now that we've all been fans of our iPads for some years now, you know, you're looking for ways to be like, okay, how can I kind of change it up a little bit? And I actually think the widget situation is one of the ways to do that.
Somebody mentioned that Hue has a widget, and it does. I can't demonstrate it because my Hue lights aren't here, but that's another one where you can go right into your widgets and you can adjust your Hue lights to a color of your choosing. Because there's no Hue lights here, you're not going to be able to use it. But you can see I use the widgets like crazy. I love this stuff. Love it.
Well, Leo, if only there was something that we could suggest to...
You know what would be cool?
What?
This is probably crazy. You've got Apple Pay on your iPhone.
That's correct.
Touch ID. You've got the new iPad Touch ID.
Yep.
Really awesome if like you could have... Like, just Apple Pay everywhere. Like, everywhere you bought something, you could use Touch ID. Everywhere you go to the store, you could use Touch ID. And it would just Apple Pay everywhere. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I would like
out
of life.
You know where it should be?
Where?
In your apps.
Oh.
Because I have to say, I still have some apps where I got to enter in a big, long password. Braintree? Is that a hint? Brian Burnett just popped up the word Braintree. Actually, yeah, if you go to braintreepayments.com/twit, lo and behold... You can actually, with their new V.0 SDK, support not just Apple Pay, but PayPal, Bitcoin, Venmo. You love Venmo.
True.
They're the back end for Venmo. Did you know that?
Now I do.
Yeah. And all major debit and credit cards with one simple, easy integration. Just a few lines of code, a few minutes of time, and you have, in your app, you're going to make your customers happy because they just tap the Touch ID. And it's good. It's simple, and it's, of course, secure. It's easy to do. If you visit right now, braintreepayments.com/twit, you can tour around. They have a simple, what do they call it? It's kind of like a test lab on there where you could actually try your app in their website, try the code in the website. They accept 130 different global currencies, so you really are globalized instantly. And it's not going to take days to integrate this in. It's going to take minutes. Give them a call. They can even do it for you or walk you through it. Of course, it supports Android as well as iOS and JavaScript clients. SDKs in 7 languages, .NET, Node.js, Java, Perl, PHP, Python, Ruby, my favorite. I'm a Rubyist. Elegant code, clear documentation. You know, it's about 10 lines of app code. And, of course, the best-in-class customer service. You know who started using Braintree early on?
Are you going to say Uber?
Uber. Very good.
Mm-hmm. That I knew.
GitHub.
Hotel Tonight. Apps that, I mean, a lot of apps that we're all familiar with and we just never really
You've been using it.
Well,
you've been talking, you love Venmo. You've been talking about Venmo for ages.
It's true. It's one of the easiest ways to pay people.
Friends.
Under the table.
Yeah. Under or over the table.
Yeah.
So I want you to visit their sponsor of the show, and we want you to check out the V.0 SDK right now, BraintreePayments.com/twit. And as a way to encourage you, you know what we're going to do? Your first $50,000 in transactions are fee-free. I use them on StubHub. That's where I buy my tickets.
Wow.
BraintreePayments.com/twit. $50,000 in transactions, fee-free, just to get you started making the money at Braintree.
Absolutely love it. Well, that's a nice, that's good value, as we like to say.
These guys are really cool. They worked with GitHub right from the very beginning. And what's neat about Braintree is it's easy to implement, start small, but they'll scale as big as you want. So if you start, suddenly you're taking payments like crazy, it makes it so easy to do. Love it. Anyway, that's enough of that. I just wanted to mention that.
You know what you also mentioned at the beginning of the show is how United Airlines wanted people to hate them less. United Airlines does not always have the best reputation.
I hate them more.
Do you?
Well, you know where they got in trouble? The guitar incident.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Right, but I think it sticks in your mind, doesn't it? And then, I used to be a United guy. In fact, my number one miles club is United. Hundreds of thousands of miles on there. But I always feel like it's like the Greyhound of the air. So what are they doing to get me happy?
Well, I don't know about you personally, because I don't know how often you fly in or out of Newark Airport, which is in New Jersey, California.
It's New Jersey, California.
United States.
Love New Jersey, California.
Very tired right now.
Newark is actually my favorite airport to go into for New York. It's very easy.
There you go. Okay, yeah. So if you're flying United and you're flying into Newark, and it's known as a lot of business travelers fly in and out of Newark, Newark Liberty International Airport is getting a big upgrade in United's main terminal there. They're going to give it a lot of bells and whistles. But one of the things I thought was interesting is the company says by 2015, every restaurant and gate seat in United's Terminal C in the airport will have an iPad.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So travelers can get flight updates and browse the internet and buy food and make purchases.
Oh, I've seen that at other airports.
Yeah, it's not brand new. But Newark definitely has quite a bit of traffic. And it's one of those airports where, some of the terminals are all nice and fancy and other ones are not so much. And what I love about it is that not only is this obviously just designed to be convenient and help people buy things and whatever, is that Newark, I believe, is known as, it's not the number one airport
busiest
of flight
airport.
Delays.
Oh.
But it's up there.
You spend a lot of time in the airport is what you're saying.
Yeah. In 2012, LaGuardia, also New York, was rated the worst airport in the United States.
That's my other favorite because it's close in.
Yeah. Kennedy and Newark, also pretty bad. Yeah,
basically, if you're flying to New York, you're screwed.
Right.
Chicago, well,
and apparently there, Newark
SFO,
is known for
bad.
SFO is terrible.
Terrible.
Tiny bit of fog. We can't get past that. Everybody's grounded.
Nope. I mean, they should put iPads at SFO all over it.
Yeah.
Actually, they've been rebuilding the terminals at many of these airports, including our own SFO, and they are nicer, these new terminals. And I love the idea of putting in iPads and just some amenities to make it a little bit easier.
The problem that I have with it, though, is that it is, it's designed so we go like, ooh, this is nice and fancy and my life is easier. But I think really it's because flights are never on time anymore.
Right.
So it's just one more reason that we don't, have tantrums when our flights are delayed.
But let's be honest. Can we be
no
honest?
No flight I've taken in the last 6 months has been on
time.
No.
It's because you fly to SFO.
Yeah.
Oakland, it's almost always on time.
Yeah.
But let's be honest.
Right.
Anybody watching this show, and certainly you and I, has an iPad, probably an iPhone. Plenty of devices in our pocket. We don't need the restaurant to have an iPad.
Yeah.
I see iPads in restaurants a lot now. The wine list at one of our favorite restaurants in Sonoma is on an iPad. And it's always wonky. We checked into another hotel in Sonoma. And you check in and there's the iPad there. And that's instead of all that paper on the desk. That's the room service menu and the maps and the, make a spa appointment and stuff. But they don't. It's always a little wonky, don't you think?
Well, a few weekends ago, I was in Las Vegas at one of the many restaurant options that you have there, and it was one of these things where it was like, oh, the drink menu is on an iPad
right. That
was sort of presented to us, and we were like, oh, this is kind of funny. I had a million questions because I'm just interested in what kind of software they're running, whatever. And then finally, I said to the server, well, since you're standing here, can we just order drinks from you?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Like, what are you going to do? Explain how it works and then walk away so that I can,
Just give me a paper menu and let me look at it. Okay, I know what I want.
So it was cool, but seemed ineffective at the same time.
It could be worse. An airport lounge I was in Istanbul had old Windows tablets in every seat.
What do you mean?
And mostly non-functioning.
How old were they?
They must have been. They weren't Surfaces. They must have been pretty old. And they were non-functioning, most of them. And I looked, and nobody in the airport lounge was using them. They all had their iPads. Mm. So it could be worse. They could be making use Windows.
It could be worse. At least they're, you know, probably, I don't know, keeping up with modern technology. I don't
CNN,
know.
CNN, you saw that, right?
Oh, yeah.
It was funny, wasn't it?
The iPads that were being held up by the Surfaces? Is that how it was going on?
They must have had a deal with Microsoft to plug the Surfaces, just like the NFL does.
Yeah.
And you could see, though, that people were using, had brought in their iPads, were propping them up against the Surface Pro and using that instead of the Surface Pro. And you see that even in the NFL. I know they're all supposed to be using Surface now because Microsoft spent $400 million on a several-year deal with the NFL so that instead of iPads, they would use Surfaces.
Well, you know, we talked about this on TN2 last week, and apparently once this deal was in place, the announcers had to be coached, not once, not twice.
Yeah, because they kept calling them iPads.
Yeah, because it's like, it's an iPad, where, you know, Microsoft says,
iPad.
Nah, this is not like Kleenex.
Yeah.
That's the brand that we are not.
We don't want you to say that.
Don't call them iPads, please. That's very confusing.
The other thing that's kind of sad, I mean, football players, they're large, they're strong, they're aggro. Mm. So they've had to encase the ones, the coaches get to use Surfaces with that. But the ones, the players are encased in hard rubber with handles. Like the thing you give your three-year-old, when you get them an iPad, you put it in this case, they can throw it.
So if they don't like the play that's suggested, you know, they do
I'm just thinking there's a lot of
Surfaces fine on
a
the inside.
A lot of throwing.
Listen, it's a football game. Better safe than sorry.
So you see the guys. There you go. There's the CNN thing. He's got his iPad. Yeah, but you know, the Surface makes an excellent stand for your iPad.
That's correct, as you can see here. It doesn't seem like a stand so much as just a way to hide it. You know, it's like when you're looking at a dirty magazine inside.
Yes.
Science and Leisure.
Yeah, Mall Flanders.
Right.
Yeah.
People still do that. Maybe not. Hey, we're talking about Microsoft, so we should talk about the fact that Microsoft Office Suite is now free on
iOS.
That's
interesting, isn't it?
Well, at first I was like, huh, that's interesting. And then I thought, well, but how can they really compete with Apple's own suite of Office apps, which are now free, without offering the same?
Okay, so here's how it used to be. When we first started talking about Microsoft Office on the iPad, first of all, I think it's very telling that Microsoft offers these apps on the iPad before they offer them on the Windows Phone devices. Oh, I have to sign in my account. So, no, that's all right. You can continue to show this. So, in the past, you had to, if you could always open a document in Office in the word processor, the spreadsheets, PowerPoint, but you couldn't edit it. So if I don't want to sign in, I can sign in later, and I can view for free, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I happen to have an Office 365 account. But what's really interesting now is they just flipped a switch, and now it's create and edit for free. You don't have to have an Office 365 account. And I think that the idea is that you would kind of get into the Microsoft ecosystem. For instance, documents you save are saved to Microsoft's OneDrive.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they kind of have you.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Yes, you say, well, you can get Apple Pages for free, so why would you buy Word? But there are a lot of people that use Word at work, and they need to be able to open Word documents. They need to work in Word.
Yes.
They need the Word features. And so But it's an interesting thing. I've never seen Microsoft do this, just leave money on the table like that.
I think a lot of it, this is just my sense, is that Microsoft Word or PowerPoint or whatever, you know, the suite of apps, 10 years ago when I was using the Windows machine at work that was given to me and everybody was, and that was just the way, it's like, sure, you use the software that you have. And a lot of people, you got used to that. Like, oh, if I have to compose some sort of a document, you open up Microsoft Word. That's what you do. There's OpenOffice. There's LibreOffice. There have been other...
Lots of choices.
A lot of choices that have come up over time. A lot of good open source software. But I think when you get into the ecosystem of the iPad and iOS, there are just more and more people saying, oh, well, I do all sorts of things differently now. Microsoft Word seems like something that I used on my old computer. That's how it feels to me.
Wow.
Because it seemed like, there's businessy. There's a subscription feature involved. I don't know. I'll just use one of the free ones. Isn't that easier? It's just an app, right? I just want to press it and I want to, you know, create a document. So I think that's got to play into Microsoft's thinking somewhat.
Yeah, but you're not a business user. I think that people who use Office in business, Jeff Needles, our analyst, is saying there's nothing beats Excel.
Jeff Needles is our analyst?
You know that?
I didn't really know
what
he did.
He was?
I don't know.
Some weirdo.
Brought you soup.
He's my soup
sandwiches.
Guy and an analyst.
Well, he seems like he'd be a good analyst.
He's a very good analyst.
Great.
And he works in Excel on the desktop. And so it's natural for him to, and he loves the iPad, by the way, and he wants to use Excel on the iPad. But somebody like him is probably going to have an Office 365 account. So I think this is really to, I don't know what it's, I don't, it's
there are, yeah, and there are some business features that will still be premium.
Oh, you need. Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you don't get the full.
Certain collaboration tools, that sort of thing. Somebody had mentioned it in the chat room, and that's true.
Okay.
But again, those are also features that if you don't know what you're missing, you might not need them anyway. I've never paid
it's
for any.
It's a little like the dealer on the street. Who says the first taste
dealer.
Is free.
The first taste is free.
Right.
Yeah, and then...
Have a puff
sure.
of Microsoft
Have
Word.
Have a little taste of Excel.
Just a taste of Excel.
I think you're going to like it. In fact, I don't think you're going to be able to live without it.
I think that's pretty much the model.
And that's... Yeah, we've got you. Your life is uber. So thanks, Microsoft. It's nice to have Office
that's
Suite
free,
which is it's a collection of apps. It's Word, it's Excel, it's PowerPoint.
Yep.
I think those are the three.
Outlook.
Right? Outlook.
I don't remember. Do you get Publisher? I can't remember.
There's still a Publisher? Microsoft Publisher?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Good stuff. Right before the show, I noticed that Instagram is now letting us edit captions and will suggest accounts to follow in the new People tab.
After you post the picture, you can go back into the picture and change the caption?
Yeah. So here's how it worked in the past. Okay. So an Instagram is an iPhone app. We all know that. That's...
Is that you?
No, that's Yobetz.
I like that, though. Post no selfie.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. Yeah. All right, so let's say that I'm like, I want to, upload this really...
This is why you really shouldn't follow Sarah on it.
Really awesome picture.
There's a lot of pictures of our studio floor.
If I say, Leo, and then I like the suggestion. Did you mean lollipop? Did you mean Leo?
Did you mean Metoprolol?
Or Metoprolol?
Is that a drug?
I have no idea
First
what that
free.
Is. No idea. Don't look at me. And I were to upload this photo. Now, the way that Instagram works, let's go back to something that's already posted.
So caption is not on the picture. It's
below
the picture.
No, but let's say, okay, so this is my friend.
Yeah.
Yobetz, and he writes, don't do it, don't do it.
That's the caption.
That's the caption, and no matter what gets commented underneath, that's always the first caption, and it's
right.
It's stuck there.
Okay.
It won't be, you know, if they're...
It's pinned.
It's pinned, yes, exactly. If there's 12 comments, then those all, you know, they get...
Unpinned.
Collapsed, right? That's and the problem is that you can, as the post publisher, you can say, I didn't like this caption.
But it's too late.
Yeah, but then there just isn't one. Then you just can comment like anybody else.
Oh, you can't delete it?
You've been in the past been able to delete it, but then Instagram is like, oh, okay, so this photo doesn't have a caption. And then if you commented, it was sort of confusing, like,
Small thing to do.
Small, I know.
Thank you,
I know
Instagram.
That I was more excited about it than you would be, but it's something that has bothered me in the past.
I agree, and...
Bothered me in the past.
That's such a simple thing. They really should...
Well, I also feel like anything that's, like, owned by Facebook... you've got all the money and the engineering talent in the world.
There's people, I mean,
make
literally.
Make it perfect.
At Facebook, just sitting there playing, doing crossword puzzles,
yeah.
waiting
I know people
for
who
an
work
assignment.
There, and they just sit and do crossword
Give
puzzles.
Give me something to do.
They play a lot of dots.
I'm going to play dots until you tell me something to do.
So we got an email from Thomas in reference to some of our conversations from last week, and he says, couple things when we were talking about, because we had a podcast theme last week, when you were talking about listening to your netcasts faster than normal speed, Leo said something about not being able to do that in the podcasts app. He says, no, you actually can.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. I don't do that, so I wouldn't really know.
I don't either, because I don't want to hear people talking very fast, because I can't follow everything they're saying.
Yeah.
So I like to keep it at a normal speed also, because everybody, when they're talking really fast, it's kind of hard
right.
to understand what they're saying. But also, sometimes like they sound a little bit weird, like they're chipmunks or something. So I don't think it's a really good idea.
You're pretty good at that.
I can talk very fast. The reason we don't talk very fast on our podcast, even though I'm capable of, is because I don't want people to, I want people to understand what I'm saying. So if I talk very fast, sometimes it goes whizzing really by pace. So I don't want to do that. However, if you prefer to listen to our podcast at 1.5 or 2 times speed, you can certainly do that without me talking fast.
What do you think is happening to the people who are listening to us on 2 times the speed
right now?
They're
hearing me talk at an incredible pace.
Wow. I mean, man's got skill. That's why we pay him the big bucks. He also said, here's a
I got flow, baby.
You got hustle and flow.
Hustle and flow.
Hustle and flow. It's the perfect combination of a winning broadcaster. Thomas also says,
so how do you do it? Did you find it?
We'll open up the podcast
app.
Right. P-O-D.
I apologize for assuming you couldn't do that. I just...
Well, I didn't know either. So I didn't, you know.
Just didn't know?
I didn't even grow
Okay, let me play Pint Curls, that fabulous... Windows Weekly.
Windows Weekly. Paul and Mary Jo are here despite the snow.
So I'm looking at it.
So, nice. Yep. See, up above the word Windows.
Up above the word Windows.
Windows on the album art.
New office.
Literally right above the D.
Oh, golly.
Oh, my gosh. There you go.
You know what? And you can also play it slower, by the way.
Yes, you love.
From people you trust.
This.
See that digital artifacting?
Bandwidth for Windows Weekly is provided by CashFly.
See, I would never want to listen to that that way.
Well, if you're in a hurry, you got to
shorten it. Totally. That's what
episode 387.
If you want, most people don't listen
to speed.
Platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own.
If you want to feel like you're having a stroke,
online portfolio.
You might do
now
that.
Now introducing Squarespace 7 with even better site.
1.5's not so bad.
Other improvements for a free 2-week trial and
then it's just like I was doing.
Go to squarespace.com.
Yeah. Hey, you don't want us to sound like chipmunks, but you don't want to miss anything good. You've got some. You've got some options.
Paul is better at 1.5.
Yeah, in a way.
We've gotten to the point where you can't justify it anymore because everything that made Surface or Windows RT or the, you know, that platform.
Anyway, thank you, Thomas. Thomas also says, this is in response to me saying, "Oh, I used Apple Pay at Whole Foods, but then I had to enter my PIN, and I was like, shouldn't it?"
You know what? It's credit card specific.
Because it was debit. Well,
bank specific.
Well, yeah, Thomas says using a PIN or a signature, which you might have to do, depending on the credit card that you use, is based on the card of the retailer.
Yeah.
If the retailer doesn't give you the option of choosing credit or debit before you touch your phone, the default option for the card is used. That's why you had to use your PIN at Whole Foods. And that's why sometimes I use a credit card and sometimes they want me to sign and sometimes they don't.
You know, watch though. Aren't you going to be much more likely to use the one where you just touch it? And you don't have to give a PIN or sign it. You just touch it. That means you're going to make that your default card. And don't think that the credit card companies won't be aware of that. And I think it's just a matter of time before everybody just touch. Because you want people to be happy to spend money with you.
But if you're Bank of America, that's where my debit card is out of.
Right.
Bank of America. Okay. So why do they make me enter my PIN?
That's what I'm saying. Just watch. They won't soon.
Oh, I see.
Because you'll stop using that as your default card. Won't you? Wouldn't you be much more likely to use all things being... Maybe, unlike you, you have such high rent, you probably don't have multiple bank accounts. Each one stuffed with money. So you probably don't have a lot of choices.
I just don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
Is actually what's going on.
So it's not like you... So you would
use
that...
So sure, I can use another card that... I mean, that doesn't help anybody.
To.
Well, I just... I don't know. I've got my situation set up. Been doing it for years.
All right. So maybe... I'm just thinking, in general, Apple Pay is so much easier than any other solution that I think both retailers and banks and credit card companies are all going to move in the direction of just making it easy as pie. Just use the Touch ID because they want you to... Use it.
Certainly is the way of the future. Boy, do I love it.
Maybe, is that a thing that a debit card has to have a PIN? Maybe it does.
Well, what Thomas is saying is not necessarily. This is how the retailer, Whole Foods, which is a grocery store,
they've decided that.
Or the originating bank, which is Bank of America, which is a huge bank. So, yeah, get it together.
That.
I don't want to enter my PIN anymore.
I think you're going to win. I think in 6 months, is new, remember. In 6 months, a year... You won't have to do any of that. It'll always be just...
I think maybe not in 6 months, but a year from now, we'll laugh and be like, remember how Apple Pay seemed so strange and new before the holidays in 2014?
I still haven't used it. Not once. Not any tap and pay solution at all.
Well, you are missing a really fun ride.
Do we know how many people are using... I don't think they've revealed that.
I think they said something like they signed up 1 million
cards. They have a million credit cards, but they haven't said how many people use it.
Yeah.
I mean, I signed up 3 credit cards. That doesn't mean I've used it.
True.
I immediately went to my wallet and put in credit cards.
Yeah.
My passbook, whatever it is.
Yeah. Which is, that's another thing, is like, passbook is so pointless for most of the
time.
So it's weird that Apple Pay is in passbook. Although you don't actually have to open passbook because the NFC is smart enough to be
automatic.
I know what you want to do.
It's just somewhere to put your stuff.
Yeah.
Your loyalty cards, your boarding passes, and your credit cards. You can just stick them there.
It's the wallet. It's replicating a wallet, for better or for worse. Yeah. Hey, so speaking of better anyway, one of the third-party keywords that I've been playing around with a lot is swipe. I haven't really decided if I like swipe or SwiftKey better because they kind of work the same.
SwiftKey calls it flow.
Mm-hmm.
Does it do flow now on the iPad? Because remember, they were saying they weren't going to do it on the iPad, but maybe it does on the new iPad.
Well, I can check.
So that's the reason, in my opinion, to use a third-party keyboard on an iOS device. It's not because the keyboard, QWERTY is magically better. You're using the Apple keyboard.
Well, I'm using a lot of keyboards.
But because, I think, because you can use this new method of swiping. It's not doing it.
It doesn't work.
So swipe will do it. Swipe invented this.
Yeah, in fact, and you can see
S-W-Y-P-E.
Here.
S-W-Y-P-E.
So if I was like, Leo.
I love this. That's
Laporte.
Lego. Yeah. Yeah.
Is, like, I'm not even using the space bar.
It's so
really
awesome.
Really cool.
See how much, now, people sometimes say, oh, I can't do it that way. But if it's so easy, and I've been doing it for years now. I just love it.
I still feel like it's like magic, and I don't understand that. It's hard for me to understand how it works as well as it does. Because as you saw, I wasn't even really being that precise. With double letters, you sort of just kind of like hover over it.
No, it's brilliant.
And that sort of thing. You might also notice that I just said Leo Laporte is really cool. And Swipe says, you seem happy. Would you like to use
that's cool.
an emoji?
So remember, I was mentioning that I have that capability on my Android. I love that. So if you say a word that represents an emoji, if you said, by the way, poop, it would offer you the emoji for it.
Yes. Okay, let's do that.
Go ahead and try. Now, isn't Swipe a dollar?
It is, I think,
maybe you
$1.99.
Have to say smiling poop. I don't know. Try happy. A lot of words work with that. Yeah, there you see. You see? Actually, is that happy?
Yeah.
It looks like it's blushing happy.
Well, it's, I'm so happy.
Poop me.
I'm having a great day.
Okay.
So that is a predictive emoji that is now part of Swipe. They've also added, I think, like 16 new languages for anybody who feels like they...
You want a duh tip?
Yes.
This just came to me from Jeff Needles was channeling this. Press and hold the globe, the keyboard chooser. I guess on swipe it's the S. They take away the globe.
Yeah.
No, press and hold it. Yeah, press and hold it. Then you can see all of them at
once.
We've
talked about this before.
Jump to the one you want. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And by the way, look, you could turn off predictive if you want to do that too.
That's true. Some people just do not like it. Yeah. I'm fine with it. Not a problem.
So swipe is free for iOS 8 users right now. So that's a good time to get it.
Absolutely.
Let me get it right now because I do love swipe. I've used swipe for years. I ended up with SwiftKey once they added that flow feature because I think that's the best. I don't feel the need really for a third-party keyboard on the iPad as much because there's more space.
Oh,
on the
I'm
for sure.
all about
Are
them.
You? And you
well,
like swipe.
I've obviously gone a little overboard because I'm like trying out 7 keywords at a time. But see, I also like my English keyboard. I like my French keyboard. So that's QWERTY versus what
Do you write in French sometimes?
Sometimes. And you know what's nice about it is
that sophisticated. AZERTY
is what they call it.
Yeah.
What's nice about it is that because my French is not so great on paper, that autocorrect in French is actually really helpful.
Clever.
So if I'm like, did I turn off
predictive? Oh, that's great.
Go.
That's just a way to...
Squeeze.
That's kind of neat.
Top content. I am so happy.
And it spells it right.
I am too happy right now.
Punctuates it and all that. That's great.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. But what's always confusing people.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, a friend's phone died. And she was like, I got to text my husband. Can I use your phone? And I've got the French keyboard on there, too.
Oh, that must have
And she was
me.
Like, what is wrong with your phone?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, sorry, you're on my French keyboard.
You just wanted to
I
do that.
I just happened to be speaking to
you...
somebody. No, I have French friends.
Yeah, you can use my phone.
Or French Here. People that want to practice their French
Olivier?
Along with me. No. No.
Allons enfants la patrie, le jour de droit.
Hey, so...
I'm going to add swipe right now. I think you're absolutely right.
I think it's... I think it's the front runner, really, for a variety of reasons.
I'm going to make it my new one.
Yeah, yeah. Although I do like to keep the native keyboards on here as well. I think weird, swipe is the clear
things,
winner.
Weird things happen if you delete the Apple keyboard. Somebody told me to do that, and you can. But weird things happen. Sometimes you don't get any keyboard.
Well, no, I think that was fixed.
Was it? Oh, all right.
Yeah, that was an issue when iOS 8 arrived on the scene.
Yeah, that's one of the things they fixed. Okay.
It's gotten better since then.
Good.
We did get a little Siri tip from our friend AJ, who says, I found a way to find the history of songs that you might have asked Siri to identify. You might remember that Apple announced that Siri would support Shazam. So you could say, Siri, what song is this? He says,
nice
AJ, or she, says, open the iTunes Store and press the Options button. So, okay, I'll go ahead and do that. Open the iTunes Store. I'm almost never in here on my iPad. Options button, which he says, it's that little three-liner next to the search bar. Doesn't say options, so you could blink and miss it. And next, press the Siri tab, and that will bring up your request history.
Oh, neat.
Dun-da-dun.
Makes it a lot easier to buy the song.
Here's kind of a weird thing about it. I tested this out this morning with Dark Horse, which is a Katy Perry song that's like really well known, because I figured, okay, I'm not going to try to stump Siri right now. But here's the weird thing about it is I had never done that before. So I'm like, wait, so I play it on my lap. You know, let's get some noise in here. So I'm playing it on my laptop, and then I'm like holding down Siri and nothing's happening. And so I can tell that she's hearing the music that's playing on my other device. The laptop is literally
she's
right
thinking.
Next to it.
She's listening.
And then I kind of go like this. Obviously, she's listening to me talking right now, but imagine that it was the Katy Perry song, and she kept saying, I don't know what you're doing. What you have to do is say, Siri, what song is this?
Oh, I get it. Well, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Well, hold on. Siri, what song is this?
Row, row, no, row your boat.
You're ruining it.
Down the stream.
Be quiet. Be quiet.
I'm giving it a song.
No, just be quiet, all right? 2 seconds. Siri, what song is this?
What's it?
Siri, what song is this?
Sorry, guys.
It's you. You're
sitting back. I'm not going to say anything.
Don't say anything. Siri, what song is this? Okay, so then Siri says, naming that tune. Earlier she said, let me process this or whatever. But okay, so that part seems...
You don't have to say Siri, do you?
No.
You can just say what song is this?
What am I listening to? But the problem is exactly what we were just demonstrating, is
everybody's...
if there's already a song playing,
right.
What do? You pause the song. What if it's in a restaurant and then you say, okay, Siri, get ready.
Well, let me play a song.
All right.
And let's see.
Because
maybe, now I'll have to turn it up really loud. But we should start it in the middle of the song, right?
Well, it doesn't need to be in the middle of the song. Shazam doesn't need that.
I'll play something here. Whoops.
Wait a second.
What?
Who are you playing right now?
Andre Nicotina, my favorite.
You know, I went to high school with these people.
All-Star Chuck Taylors?
Well... I went to high school with a bunch of people who are now rappers.
Yeah, Andre Nicotina is a local boy.
Yes, that's true.
All right, I'll play Nicki Minaj. You didn't go to school with her, did you?
Be careful with Anaconda.
No,
you don't
stop
want to play that song,
Nicki. Oh, Lana Del Rey. She doesn't swear.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So we'll do a little password thing.
All right.
The song is "West Coast" by Lana Del Rey. Okay, try it now.
Well, so here's the problem. What song is this?
There you go, ladies and gentlemen, Siri.
Well, okay, fine. It worked fine now.
That's how all of them work. You can start in the middle.
But
you don't have to start
that,
in the beginning.
But no. The problem, that's not what I'm saying. The problem that I was having is that Siri was like, you're talking, Katy Perry's talking, I don't know.
Oh, you couldn't talk to her.
She was having a hard time with my prompt.
She heard Katy.
My initial prompt. And I'm thinking,
no, that makes
that's
sense.
The best thing, because usually we're not like set up thinking like, okay, let's set this up perfectly and see if Siri can catch the song.
You were playing Katy too loud.
Maybe. Well, you know, what if you're in a loud bar and you love the song?
To me, it works best at the hairdresser's where there's a little music going on in the background.
I got really fired up about that just now. And I'm ready to not be fired up about it anymore. Thank you, AJ. That is actually a cool tip. Once you start searching for stuff, then you forget. And then you can go into your iTunes history and be like, oh, yeah, I remember. It was that Katy Perry song.
I love that, yeah. Yeah. Well, they want to do that because they want you to buy it, right?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, they sent you right back to iTunes. Right. And then I say, oh, I don't really buy stuff anymore. I just use RDO, and then I can't listen to Taylor Swift.
No, she's still on RDO.
Oh.
She's just not on one Spotify.
She's not on Spotify.
Which is a little weird.
Well, it is, because her whole thing is like,
right.
It's
giving it away. I don't want to give the impression it's free.
Yeah, Taylor Swift, obviously a very popular artist right now, has a new album.
That? Taylor who?
Taylor Swift.
Swift?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Not heard of her. Is she good?
She's very enthusiastic. She's a lovely young woman. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever. Just pop. So that's neither here nor there. But yeah, she says, I'm not interested in basically subscription-based music streaming services, but I'm just going to make a point of that by taking my stuff off Spotify specifically.
You know, I asked Damon Wayans about this in our triangulation that we did last
time. Damon Wayans, triangulation.
And he said, you know, Taylor Swift can do that because she's already a superstar. She has more leeway. He said, but if you're a young up-and-coming artist, the last thing you're going to do is take yourself off of Spotify or some streaming solution. It's even if you make no money, you need people to hear your music.
Yeah.
So it's, and by the way, even Taylor Swift didn't take it off all of them, just one Spotify.
Well, that's why I'm like, do you understand how this all works?
Oh, believe me, she understands how it works. It's a publicity stunt. How many times did we say Taylor Swift on this show?
Oh, is that why you were doing that?
Yes. It's a publicity stunt.
Well, you know, shake it off. We love to hear from you. See, he knew that. He knows her.
Of course I do. I follow her on Instagram. She's my secret girlfriend.
She's my secret girlfriend. You're too old for her. She and I will have a lovely life together.
I'm too old for her.
No, we're both. It's not going to happen.
Even you are too old for her.
I couldn't do it with a straight face. I'm like, that's weird.
Now, she and John Mayer, that would be a great couple.
Yeah, they worked so well the first time. Boy. I don't know why we're even talking about these people like we know them. Please do write us. If you have suggestions for stuff you want us to talk about next week or at some point in the future, or any clarifications on anything that we talk about, the way that that our friend Thomas did, which was really awesome. Thanks so much for that, Thomas. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. You can send us a video, as Leo mentioned. Can be, you know, pretty much about anything. If you want to maybe read us some poetry at 2x speed, that would be awesome. Try to keep it to 30 seconds or less. Upload the video and send it somewhere. And thanks in advance. It's so great to have you along for the ride week after week on iPad Today, which, by the way, if you want to watch live, we record the show on Mondays immediately following Triangulation at about 12:30 Pacific time, 3:30 Eastern. It's a lot of fun either way. Subscribe, watch on demand, in your commute, twit.tv/IPT is where you can get all of our archives. I could go on and on, but you guys know all this stuff. I just figure it's good to remind you every now and then. So, all right.
Put on the hats.
It's time for the app cap. How do I know which? Oh, I see.
There's a label in the back.
Yeah. So
that fits you nicely.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I've always liked this hat.
I think you should wear that for the rest of the day. It's a fashion statement.
Okay. I'll do it. I'll just wear it on TN2. And I won't make any...
You look like a gangsta.
I want to be a gangster.
You want to be a gangsta.
I really do. That was another song that I heard on my way to work. Ghetto Boys.
Great song.
From Office Space.
Yeah.
Brian, don't take the red out.
Black and white doesn't work.
Yeah.
Keep the red in. She's already in black and white. The red is the color.
It's what pops. Yeah. So this is the part of the show where Leo and I put on our hats. Have we not made any mention of how beautiful that you look, by the way? You're looking really nice.
Feels like this is the kind of thing they put on your head before they sacrifice you to the gods.
Yeah. Is that some, like, maypole thing?
Yeah.
Or I don't know really what I'm talking about.
I think it is. I think it's a May laurel wreath.
Yeah. So we're going to bring a little springtime to our November here on the show. While Leo and I both have one app that we think is really awesome that we would like to share with you before the show
ends.
I'll
make you a deal.
Okay.
You wear that hat for the rest of the day. I'll wear this hat for the rest of the day.
But you don't have any shows left.
Oh, rats.
I don't mind wearing this. Do
you
guys, if you really like it, I will wear it. I can be a newswoman in a red pimp hat. Pretty well. It's a tiny bit big, but, you know, whatever. Whatever.
It's made for you.
I could eat something really salty, and then my head would expand, and then it would be perfect.
Do you have head bloat?
Oh, the worst. You seen these cheeks? I can't even eat MSG anymore. I mean, it's really bad. So I will start with my AbCap, which I'm actually extremely excited about. Now, I said I made a little joke earlier in the show that we could help you cheat on a math test. You never want to do anything
like
that.
This is amazing. I sent a link to this to my daughter who's having trouble in math.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it will not just do 1 + 1.
Oh, yeah. So
it'll do integral calculus.
Exactly. I think there's a note when you first set up. But by the way, the app is called Photo Math. It is an iPhone app. Works fine on the iPad.
You don't have any, like, math problems to solve.
Well, but I could just write one.
Oh, really? Are you that good?
Well, I mean, yeah. No. Okay, here's... I will show you. On my laptop, which let's see if I can show you really quickly, I wrote 2.45 times 4.75%.
Oh, it can't solve that.
Yes, it can. Now, in my, like, I like to think that I'm fairly decent at math, but that's the kind of problem where I'm like, I can't.
You need a calculator.
Yeah, like, just give me a calculator, right? So what you do is, and it's a little hard to show you because, again, I'm going to go off screen here. What it wants from you is, okay, well, put that equation inside the red dots, right? And make sure that nothing else is in there. My God, that's so cool. Okay, hold on a second. So I've got 2.45 times 4.75%. And what it does in real time is it says, okay, I know what you're asking. Here's the answer, but also here are the steps that I took in order to solve it. So this is an extremely easy equation because that's just what I wrote in, right? And so it says, all right, well, that's your result, and that's it.
That's pretty good.
Now,
let's try this one.
Okay.
I got a good one here, Brian. Do you think it could do that?
As long as it's not handwritten, it should be able to.
That's not handwritten, baby. That is awesome integral calculus. It cannot do that.
Well, let's see.
Actually, this is the problem right here. I don't think it could do that.
Well, let's try.
Really? You think you could do that?
I don't know. Let's try.
All right.
I mean, this is all about experimentation.
We won't do the solution. We'll just do the...
You'll have to.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
All right.
Here we go.
Just get her in there. Just get her done.
Let's make that a little bit smaller. I have to push a button?
No. Once it feels comfortable that it has the equation, then it'll just... it'll float a possible answer. See, the problem is that it's seeing that next line. Yeah. You do have to do a bit of finessing to make sure that...
So it has to fit in that red box.
It has to fit in that red box, and you can see the little white lines as it's trying to calculate what's going on. You can tell if it's pulling in something from that next line as well.
Let's just do this one then, all right?
There you go.
It's more worrying.
Well... What I'm wondering, though, is...
I think it's too hard.
Well, either that or, it's the...
Here, let me do a different one.
The lights in the studio are confusing it. Yeah. I really did try this out earlier
so
today.
So it does... It can use variable calculus. As I remember, the X has to be italicized, for instance. So
okay.
If you're solving for X, you don't want it just a regular X. It has to be an italicized X, which is the tradition.
Right. Also,
impressive.
It did mention that, at least at this point, again, handwritten, not supported. What else did it say that it didn't support? Yeah, it was a certain kind of, I believe it was differential equation.
Yeah, some of this stuff is a little
because it's just like, hey, dude, I'm an app. I'm not a genius. But in general, this reminds me so much of those, I don't really know what ever happened to any of these apps, but... You know, you hold your iPad up to a word that was in a foreign language, and then it would, in real time, tell you what the English version is, for example. That would be something that I would want. What was the name of that app? You know what I'm talking about.
Google bought it.
Rap Leaf.
Word Lens.
Word Lens.
Let's try it again. This is a little simple. This is a quadratic equation.
Quadratic.
See if we can do the quadratic equation. Mm. See, I think the X is not sufficiently italicized on this. It may not like it.
Give her a go. Give her a go.
Like it here.
Okay.
It's thinking. So by now it would have solved it, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, it just shows you. I mean, all of this stuff is similar.
This is also... It's kind of like, okay, well, if you were not in a math class, I mean, how often is this actually going to come into play? It's just kind of neat that it works. And in the studio, it's not working very well.
It's great.
But I will say, had a lot of fun with it earlier. Felt like magic.
It's magic.
A wizard. So
it's magic.
Yeah. So that's my app cap.
Mine's
called
magic.
Photo Math.
And I think anybody who's in math class will like this. Taco Bell has a new app. No, I don't want to rate it.
More like taco smell, am I right?
Yeah. You can order from a ditch your desk, tap below to order some Taco Bell.
Wait, this is your app cap?
No.
How to order Taco Bell?
You can order it on your iPad, dude.
What?
Don't you think? Where's our nearest Taco Bell? In Glen Ellen? I think not. Let's go right here to this Taco Bell. Just down the road.
I do not remember there being a Taco Bell in Glen Ellen.
Doesn't offer mobile ordering. Oh, that means I'm going to have to drive all the way to Novato to get my Taco Bell. But at least I can order it.
The big city of Novato.
Online. Menu's coming right up.
Okay.
That's not my app cap, but don't you think that's awesome?
Oh, this isn't your app cap. Well, I didn't know what you were doing just now. I mean, I'm not going to tell you that Taco Bell isn't
so I mentioned
worth
that,
your lunch
Damon
money.
Wayans was in the studio today. This is an iPhone app, and it's called Didio.
Mm.
Okay.
And not to be confused with Diddy.
It's pretty cool. My name, I'm gonna call my name Wanksta. And I'm going to put that in there. And my avatar, okay, Ankara, that's close enough. And my, let's get something from the camera here. Yeah, let's flip that around. This is my avatar. All right, there's my avatar there. Use that photo. That looks like, that's it, that's me.
We got lots of glare, though.
Yeah, sorry. All right, now what do I do? How do I get rid of this stupid swipe keyboard? I hate this freaking keyboard. What's going on?
That's a good... That's not... That can't be the answer. Are you seriously stuck on... Maybe...
I hate it when that happens.
Why don't you go back one space? Because you've got like a... It looks like you're maybe going to add a last name or something.
Ankara has been in the news.
What if you
app. Now, let's get creative. Okay.
It has been in the news, actually.
Are you ready to record a Didio?
I'm so ready.
Okay. So, the way this works, first you got to choose a song.
Okay.
Barry White,
DRM, man. Gonna get you.
Chip the Ripper?
It's gonna get you every
time. Feel good?
Sure, man.
Let me just hear what that sounds like here.
Chip, it's gonna be good.
All right, that's good. I'm gonna make that my song. Okay, now... Watch this. This is so awesome. You're going to love this.
Okay.
First, you got to get the iPad out. Okay. So, what you do is you hold it, record it. Okay. And you can change on the fly, you can do stuff. So, watch. So, I'm going to hold the record. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
You got to watch me do this.
Okay.
Now, we're going to do a green screen. And then I'm going to have a little bit of me. Okay. Let's just say because you can do a lot more. You can do filters. You can change the title. But the idea is you're not editing this after the fact. You're doing it on the fly. You're recording. It was really cool when Damon did it. We could put in opening credits. Let's put in some opening credits. Let's say... Sarah does it, and the artist name is Ankara. I could choose a background, too. Let's choose
a nice... It's good. Yeah, I've always felt Turkish on the inside,
you know? And there's the Turk. There's the background.
There's the old
favorite
Turk.
Favorite picture.
The old Turk.
I'm going to put it right there. Choose and crop. Okay. There we go. Sarah does it. Okay, that's done. That's the opening credits.
Okay.
And then I can also do closing credits. Let's finalize it. We're processing it. And I'm going to say
They sure want good. A lot of names. Yeah, this is just good.
Good.
Yeah, okay. It's good, brah.
Yeah, there we go. Mm-hmm. Now I can share it. Should we watch our Didio?
I'd love to.
All right.
Is going to be awesome, I can tell.
I can share it to your device, by the way, or YouTube or wherever. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Does It by Ankara. Yeah, I'm so excited by my Ankara composition. This is free, by the way, Didio. And it is for the iPhone, but you could just do it just fine with the iPad.
So,
and I could share it to Instagram or YouTube. I can email it to you, which I think I'm going to do. All right.
Okay, please. Yes. Yeah. I want that so much.
D-I-D-D-E-O, Didio.
D-I-D-D-E-O.
And, you know, I didn't do all the fun things you could do because it's kind of hard to do when you're holding it upside down. But you're just going to see it's going to take stuff from your music list.
Mm-hmm. So
okay,
it's not unlike what you would put together in just a video app, but it does a lot of stuff for you.
And you can, if you swipe, how do you do the swipe? Oh yeah, you could change the filters on the fly like that. Okay, give you different. Let's do a little. And you're mixing it to the music, right? And you're taking shots as you go.
It's a brand new week.
Every time you press and hold it.
Yeah.
You get the idea.
I like it.
Yeah.
These are the sorts of tools that, sure, we can put together something extremely silly and not that well done on the fly here in the studio. But, you know, you've got the family over for Thanksgiving and everybody says a little something and you've got a song.
Kind of fun.
Yeah, you can just
put
together like a cute thing in a very short period of time.
It's interesting you should say that because that's the example Damon said is, you know, at a wedding.
Yeah.
You could literally put together the wedding video or a quick wedding video at the wedding and mail it to the bride before the wedding's over.
Exactly. And that's when tools like this come in handy because it's like, all right, well, we're not all extremely great videographers, but I don't know. I don't
it's
even know.
It's a good filter.
It's a really good filter, yeah. It never gets old, right?
Never gets
old. At no age do we feel like we're above this. Look, my face is smashed. It's like still on photo booth. Like half the people I know on Facebook have that as their like profile picture with their child.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people with photo booths and children, I suppose. Hey, so we got photo math. That's for solving equations in real time. Pretty cool. And then we've got Leo's Didio, which is both of these apps, by the way, are free.
And don't forget Taco Bell.
And of course not. You always want to know where the nearest Taco Bell is.
Yeah.
Leo just wanted to give you a little something extra with that today. I don't have a particular problem with Taco Bell. I haven't eaten there in quite a few years.
Look at the new Didio.
Sort of forgot it existed. The new video, huh?
See, that one's kind of boring because I just took a picture of the carpet.
Well, but you started to change
different
the filters.
Different styles.
Yeah, this is definitely the worst video ever. But, but you know.
That's loads of fun.
Everyone, we've loved having you on this episode of iPad Today. I mean, do episodes get better than this? If so, I don't want to live in that world. It's just too much awesome. Thanks for being here, and we will see you next week on iPad Today.
Ow! Ow!